Our first feature this week was written by Derek James, who looked back at the early years of Maurice Mawson, who started life as a painter and decorator and went on to become head of Norfolk CID and a top-selling author. Neil Haverson will read Derek's article.
There was a time when most young men swapped their school uniforms for another uniform and grew up very quickly in the days of national service. And then there were those who wore another uniform when they started work, and one of them who did just that was Maurice Mawson, who joined the Norwich City Police Force in the 1950s. He went on to have a brilliant police career and became another successful author. Let's take a look at the early days of his life through his own words. I lived on Hillary Avenue, Norwich. My first school was Wellesley Avenue, where I stayed until I was 11. After that, for a short period, I went to the King Edward Grammar School, but never really fitted in, and so transferred to the Crome Secondary Modern Boys' School. And then, when around 13, went to the Norwich Junior Technical College. At the Tech, they trained you in various crafts, and for some reason, they decided when I left that I should be a painter and decorator. There was no problems with jobs in those days, and so I became apprentice to W.F. Poynter. I worked on the formation of the new estates, including South Park Avenue, North Park Avenue, and the Heartsease. As an apprentice, I was exempt from national service for 5 years. I went and saw Mr. Poynter and said I was not much of a painter and decorator, so would he release me from my articles? He said yes, which meant at the age of 18, I was immediately eligible for service. The Royal Norfolk Training Depot was the Britannia Barracks. On my first day, I took a 15-minute walk from home to the barracks and prepared to meet the regimental Sergeant Major, Winky Fit, whose reputation went before him. He was a fearsome-looking man. I thought I'd have the shortest haircut of my life. I walked through the archway at the barracks, and he stood there as all the new entrants came in, saying, "Get your bleeding haircut, boy!" I think the thing people disliked most about national service was discipline, the fact the army was very pedantic. You'd been a free spirit up until then. It was an adventure. I was sent on the regimental police training course. As I got near the end of the 2 years, the army allowed me to come back to Norwich for an interview with the city police based at Bethel Street and was offered a job as a constable for 2 years on probation. And that was the start of his life as a police officer. And when he retired, he was Detective Chief Superintendent Mawson, head of Norfolk CID. Among the many books he wrote was one with a difference. A Policeman's Lot featured drawings by his great friend, another talented policeman, the late Terry George, who was Police Constable 1 in Norwich.
Thank you, Neil. I'll now pass you back to Phil, who I think has some warnings to offer.